AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is defending his pullout of U.S. troops in northern Syria. The AP's Sandra Magani reports the president is getting criticism from both parties.
To the president, it's simple. Turkey, Syria, and the Kurds have issues.
Let them work it out. We shouldn't be over there.
But he's facing backlash at home for abandoning the Kurds, who fought Islamic State militants alongside the U.S. Turkey considers them terrorists and is now attacking them. The president says they'll be fine.
I say this with great respect. They're no angels.
The criticism's coming from allies like Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell.
The Kurds did the heavy lifting here.
And Lindsey Graham, who worries about the U.S. being isolationist.
To those who think the Mideast doesn't matter to America, remember 9/11.
Both parties came together in the House to overwhelmingly condemn the president's withdrawal. Sagar Magani at the White House.
David Correa, a Florida man wanted in the campaign finance case involving associates of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is now in federal custody. He turned himself in at Kennedy Airport in New York. Investigators think it may have been possible a 4.5 magnitude earthquake triggered an explosion at a fuel storage facility in the San Francisco Bay Area.
I'm confident that our investigators, if anyone can work around the destruction from the fires and determine a cause of it, ours will be able to do it.
That's Contra Costa County Fire Protection District spokesman Steve Hill. A fire kept thousands of people in their homes in the Bay Area for hours because of potentially unhealthy air. Members of the United Auto Workers Union still need to vote on it, but General Motors and the union workers reached a tentative deal that could end a one-month strike. Barack Obama is urging Canadians to re-elect Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, an apparently unprecedented endorsement of a candidate in the Canadian election by a former American president. This is AP Radio News. A strong and shallow earthquake shook the southern Philippines.
The quake hit a southern Philippine province and outlying areas, damaging a small college building in one city and prompting residents to dash out of homes and shopping malls in panic. Officials say there are no immediate reports of major damage or injuries, but they want residents to stay out of homes that may have been weakened by the intense shaking. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 6.4 quake was centered around 5 miles from Colombia town in Sultan Kudarat province. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Mayer are getting ready for their first all-female spacewalk. Koch left for the space station in February.
This crew has proven themselves to not only be very experienced and prepared, but also heroes.
They're going to fix a power system failure at the International Space Station. It will be the first spacewalk by only women in more than a half century of spacewalking. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.